Jared of the GM live out at Bridgestone Arena. We got to throw this song out of the mix of songs we come back. It's too depressing.
What is it?
I don't know. But it makes me sad. It's too depressing. So, especially with the Preds.
Upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like the song that they play at every bar in Demumbrian Street. You know, the get in there. Yeah, yeah. Get in there. Yeah, yeah. Get in there. You know, they play that every single bar. Okay. So the Preds take on the Dallas Stars tonight, 7 o'clock right here, Bridgestone Arena. Robbie Stanley, NHL.com, here with us that covers the Preds. So we had Hal Gill on the show the other day, and I know they're 3 games into the season. But I said to Hal, I said, I'm not worried. You know, I know they looked like garbage against Boston and Pittsburgh, but I'm not worried. And then they played Philadelphia. They go up 3-0, feeling pretty good. Okay, they decide to play hard today. Everything's going to be fine. And then they give up 5 unanswered. And I sent Hal a text, and I said, I'm worried. Now I'm worried. I know it's 3 games into the season, but now I'm worried because they just gave up 5 unanswered goals. So then they come back to win, thanks in large part to the Philadelphia coach not knowing the rules. And I'm still worried. Should I be worried? Is it too early to be worried? Why am I worried? I mean, what should the fans be? Because remember, the Predators have a lot of new fans that this time last year didn't care about the Predators. And now, because of the playoff run and everything last year, they're diehard fans. So here we are at the beginning of the season, Robbie. Tell the fans how they should feel about this team.
Well, I think there's definitely some concern, not panic, but concern that you should have for this team. And the reason I say that is because basically when you take a look at this roster right now, there's no Ryan Ellis until January. You were already able to see his absence kind of manifest itself through the first 2 games. Defensively, they're still trying to figure a lot of things out right now. And then you lose Roman Josi last game. And like you said, they start off really well. They're up 3-0, seem to be playing really well, clicking on all cylinders. And then defensively, they just go in the tank. Now, it didn't help that they took 6 penalties in a row and spent basically the entire second period and part of the third on the penalty kill. That's going to get you burned every single time. But there's no question defensively, when you take a look at how it's gone so far, you've given up 4 goals in the first game, and now one of them was an empty net. 4 goals in the second game, and then 5 a game ago. So, I mean, your goals against average is not great right now. You've got to figure out a way to really lock down defensively. That's supposed to be the strength of this team, and it's difficult when you're missing 2 guys in your top 4, who everybody talks about is probably the best top 4 in the league. You've got a whole lot of pieces you got to move around now to try to figure out who can play with who and figure out those defensive pieces. It reminds me a lot of how they started last year because you had Subban hurt, you had Josi missing time, you had Ellis missing some time, and they were never really able to get together and gel until January, February, and that's a little bit of what I see right now as well.
But wasn't that the whole thing was last year we dug ourselves in such a deep hole that we promised we won't do that next year, and now we're sitting here and the Predators are looking not like the Predators through the first 3 games, and you're kind of going back to I don't want to say excuses, but the reasons that they were that way last year?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. And we talked all training camp long to these guys about getting off to a hot start, how they learned last year that they wanted to have home ice advantage in not only the first round of the playoffs, but as far through the playoffs as they could get. And you watch those first 2 games. Now, granted, they're against 2 pretty good teams, but you watch those 2 first games, and especially the game in Boston, there was just 0 speed there. They were late to every puck. They were losing the 50-50 battles. The effort level just wasn't very good, and that's something that surprised me right out of the gate. It got a little bit better in Pittsburgh until Pittsburgh went up 3-0, and then the wheels kind of fell off. Effort was fine in the first half of the game, last game, and then fell off a cliff again in the second period. So in my estimation, they haven't put together a 60-minute game yet full of effort, which is something that I'm concerned about, because if you're a team that's dedicated and really focusing on getting that home ice advantage in the Central Division that you know is going to be tougher this year than it was a year ago, effort level should not be a question. So I think they're getting better in that area. They got some new pieces they're working in the lineup, Nick Bonino and Scott Hartnell, a few guys on defense as well. But there's no question, I think the work ethic and that effort level has to get more consistent if this team's going to go anywhere.
Robbie, I heard this morning that this is the first time in the history of the franchise that they've given 4 or more goals up in the first 3 games. Jared and I have been talking recently. Is the scoring in the league going to be up? You know, it appears that might be the case with the slashing rules and the penalties. And is that maybe a trend that they're trying for and that it's working, or is that just us?
It's working right now. Scoring's way up in the league right now through the first week and a half. So, I mean, there's no question. I mean, when you take a look at the scores around the league, I mean, we've had a 10-1 score. We've had 8-5. We've had 6-5 here the other night. I mean, scoring is definitely on the rise, and I think a big part of that is what you alluded to, the penalties and the slashing calls in particular that they placed a heavy emphasis on this year. I mean, a lot of teams are spending a whole bunch of time on the power play. And when you give that team or give those teams that much power play time, goals are going to follow. So, I mean, teams are going to adjust to it. I think when we get to the 20-25 game mark, you won't see as many penalties being called because teams will have adjusted to it by that point. We've seen things like this happen in the past. But there's no question, I think, in the first part of the season, scoring is going to be way up.
And I think it's interesting with all those goals. I mean, I have yet to hear anybody be critical of Pekka.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear people saying he sounds like he's playing okay.
Yeah, I mean, the other night, for instance, I thought there was probably one goal that he should have stopped that he didn't. Other than that, I mean, you had Valtteri Filppula wide open in the slot. You've got a screen in front of the net. You've got Nolan Patrick scoring his first career NHL goal, and nobody's there to pick him up on the rebound. So there's not much he could have done other than one goal the other night, in my opinion, that would have caused criticism. So, I mean, you would like your goaltender to steal some saves for you that he shouldn't make. And we've seen Pekka Rinne do that at times, especially last year in the playoffs. But the defense has just got to get better in front of him. I mean, they've got to learn to – I mean, one goal in Pittsburgh sticks out to me, Jake Guentzel's goal. He was wide open in the slot. Pittsburgh had four shots at it. There were four Predators standing there, and nobody touched the puck or the body. I mean, that's something that's got to change.
Robbie Stanley's our guest. NHL.com covers the Preds. I don't even care if Pekka's not good during the season. I mean, I think Pekka's been fine, and I think that slashing rule is, you know, when we get to March, I don't think they're going to call it like they're calling it now. So when we get to the playoffs, I don't think they're going to call it like they're calling it now. I don't care if Pekka has a good season or not. He'll be fine. When you get to the playoffs, he'll be fine. And if he's not fine, you'll lose.
Right.
But I'm not worried about him. It's everybody else. That's who I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. I mean, when you just take a look at this team, the new pieces, I think, are going to come along and they're going to be fine. I already think Scott Hartnell's playing well. I liked what I saw from Nick Bonino the other night. But it's the other guys right now, that some of these younger guys that you're relying on, like Pontus Aberg, you know, Craig Smith, who I thought played really well the other
Aberg
night.
Now.
Oh yeah, Aberg now. Excuse me, I've got to get used to that. but it's these little pieces when you lose a guy like James Neal and you're wondering where the offense is going to come from. They're placing a lot of heavy expectations on Kevin Fiala and Aberg, Craig Smith to have a bounce back year, and so far we've seen flashes of that from those guys, but we haven't seen it on a consistent enough basis. And five goals the other night is great. Philip Forsberg, I think, is going to have an absolutely monster year. And they're going to need him to, because other than that top line, I still have a lot of questions about where the offense is going to come from this team. I think Scott Hartnell's done really well. I think he's going to be a big part of this team. But I still have a lot of questions about these younger guys and how much offense they're going to be able to contribute.
Robbie, good to see you as always.
You too,
Robbie
fella.
Stanley, NHL.com. Of course, on the NHL Network the other day, you turned over to the TV behind us here at Bridgestone Arena. I saw Robbie up there on the screen. And
ooh.
I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking? Why are they talking to him and why aren't they talking to me?
I mean, that's the question.
I mean, what a shocker that is.
If it makes you feel any better, they called me Rob Schneider before I went on. So,
you know what we really need to get? I think we need to get Floyd on the NHL Network.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Former NFL general manager Floyd Reese joins us on the NHL Network. Floyd, what do you think about the Predators right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Just get me to the playoffs, baby.
That's pretty much what he would say. Robbie, good to see you. Robbie Stanley, as always. We are live again. The Preds take on the Dallas Stars tonight at 7 o'clock right here at Bridgestone Arena. Our coverage beginning at 6 with Preds pregame. Of course, Predators game day starting here on Jared and the GM at 5:45. But coming up next, this seems to be an epidemic with the Titans. And I'm starting to get a little worried. We'll get to that coming up next. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game.